The reason this is a debate is that when we collect information on people overseas, we don't use the Constitution. We don't believe necessarily that the Constitution applies to you if you live in Libya. So we scoop up all your information. We listen to phone calls everywhere, including Angela Merkel, everybody. We listen to everybody's phone calls around the world. And so, but we tend to tolerate that, but we have the Constitution for those of us in the United States. So if you happen to catch someone talking on the phone, so for example, do you think that it's possible that the president's conversations with international leaders are in the FISA database?
I'm not sure there's anything I could speak to in this
setting. It's been reported in the Washington Post about 2 years ago, there were 1,500 times in which the president, this was when Obama was president, was minimized, meaning that, yes, you are gathering up so much information, you, the NSA, the intelligence community, that actually the president's conversations are gathered up in there. Do you think it's possible that members of Congress are in the FISA database if we talk to international leaders?
Well, Senator, I am quite confident that we are conducting ourselves in a manner consistent with the law and the Constitution and subject to extensive oversight. I don't know that I could speak to every hypothetical about whether or not there have been situations.
Do you think it's possible that journalists' conversations, if they're talking with international journalists overseas or if they mention that they're doing a story on El-Baghdadi or another terrorist name, do you think that there's a possibility that journalists' conversations are in the FISA database?
I can't speak to specific hypotheticals.
I think the answer is yes. And do you think it's a possibility that international businessmen and women who are having conversations with people overseas could be caught up in your database as well?
Senator, as I said, I am confident that the FBI is adhering to its authorities in a matter consistent with the law passed by the Congress and the Constitution.
The problem is while the FBI, by and large, is full of good people, yourself included, you have had some bad apples. You had Peter Strzok and his girlfriend talking about trying to bring the president down. You've had people bringing their politics to work. The concern of us who want more control over what you do and how you look at data is that, as Madison said, men are not angels. That's why we have the Constitution. That's why we ask you to get a warrant. The information you've gathered in the foreign database is not constitutional in the sense that it's gathered with no bar. There is no warrant. There is no constitutional manner to that matter, to that data. And yet you're going to then use it on domestic crime. That has been our complaint for years and years and years.